The US embassy in Kyiv has temporarily closed after receiving information about a potential significant air attack. It comes after Ukraine fired 6 long-range missiles into Russia after the US President Joe Biden gave approval for the use of the weapons against targets deeper inside Russia. Ukraine wants to use the missiles to damage supply depots and says the strikes will only hit military targets. Russia said it would consider using nuclear weapons against a non-nuclear state if they are supported by nuclear powers. The Department of Foreign Affairs here says that staff at the Irish embassy in Kyiv are working from home today as a precautionary measure. Asked about the use of long-range missiles to attack a weapons depot inside Russian territory, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kyiv now had US long-range tactical missiles as well as its own long-range capabilities and would use them all.
1,000 days, I think it's enough to understand that Putin doesn't want any peace. Even this day, this is the fact, not some such words or something like this, not rhetoric. I mean, even this day, they killed our civilians. Even especially this day, they presented nuclear weapons strategy. Why? They didn't present peace strategy. Did you hear it? Did you read about it? No, of course. Of course, nuclear weapons strategy. Because he wants just to make chaos in the world. He wants to destroy Ukraine, not only, and some other countries of NATO, and etc. I don't want to go deeply further to this. I don't want to repeat very simple things. Putin wants war.
Ukraine's President Zelensky speaking yesterday. Maria Mezentseva is a Ukrainian MP, and she joins us on the program now. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Dublin, from Kyiv.
We have been hearing this morning that the US embassy in Kyiv is closed temporarily after receiving information of a potential significant air attack. Staff at the Irish embassy have been told to work from home as a precautionary measure. Are you anticipating in Kyiv an escalation due to the use of long-range missiles by Ukraine against Russia?
This early morning, around 5:50 a.m., we were awake because of the usage of air defense, which successfully deactivated several dozens of drones in the Kyiv area and over the capital. This morning, we are working as usual during parliamentary week in our offices. So we don't have a siren in the capital right now. Everything goes according to the plan agreed before. So this is the first time, however, we receive such an information coming directly from the US embassy, and it's their repercussions for all the colleagues from the diplomatic sections as well as the Irish one to stay and work from home. But I'm not anticipating something outrageous. We've had several mass waves of ballistic attacks, and not only just recently in the end of last week, and also it proves that dialogue doesn't work, and everyone who wants to speak to Putin, as President Zelensky said, it will not bring to any actual justful peace. So the talks should be conducted in another manner.
Okay. And meanwhile, Ukraine has decided to deploy these US-made long-range missiles against targets inside Russia. What difference do you think that will make to this war?
As a representative of second largest city, Kharkiv, which is just 40 kilometers from the Russian border, being targeted almost daily, where unborn children even die because they don't have a chance, they sleep at night and the glide bombs are targeting them. So civilians are suffering the most. We think this is a very fair and very long-awaited, as President yet again confirmed recently, decision by our partners to be using their long range to a specific locations where, for instance, the airplanes are launched from, where they're carrying on the glide bombs and other explosives, specifically, again, to target schools, hospital facilities, civilian infrastructure. And the numbers of wounded and dead are just tragic. So we think it's a fair thing to do, very much long awaited, but as we say, better later than never.
Okay, so, but what about the risks here? I mean, the threat from Russia is that it may now use its nuclear weapons to strike.
Understand the red lines.
And so do you see that as being a realistic threat? And have you perhaps, has Ukraine perhaps put its citizens in even more danger by deploying these long-range missiles?
I don't think so, and this is my personal opinion as a civilian, as a person who have studied some of the security and defense recently and dealing as a volunteer on the ground for 11 years, helping the army. But, you know, the predictions can be different. The other thing, what the Kremlin thinks, what the person inside of Kremlin thinks. Would that be a red line for him, and would he use some local tactical nuclear weapons against the non-nuclear state, which guarantees are not provided in terms of security, and the Budapest Memorandum, which, by the way, was also signed by the Russian Federation, is not at place. So we see here only, you know, for as of now, the words and the sort of the red lines. Russia understands only powerful responses back. This is the first time that Ukrainian army, well, since Second World War, it happened that we could show that Russia is not controlling their own land, and they're disregarding the human rights of their own citizens, whom we actually help in Kursk region. I think this will not happen. We really need the invitation into the NATO allies, and we need alliance, and we need to act as soon as possible, because it's at interest of the whole subcontinent, including our global partners.
Maria Mezentseva, Ukrainian MP, thank you very much for speaking with us today. It's